Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, this is Baba Jahi. We had some technical difficulties this morning. Couldn't come on at 10 o'clock. I hope daylight savings time didn't cause them to have some technical glitches. But anyway, we're here now, and those of you that have been out there patiently waiting, hey, we thank you. Sit back, listen to our theme song, and I'll be right back at you. That's our theme song. It's my time. Yes, it's my time. Wake up every morning feeling it's my time. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, my time. I want to start off today's program with a short reading for you. It's readings on March the 9th called Daily Motivations for Success by Dennis Kimbrough. And it says, in this particular reading for today, it says, your right to be rich, your right to be rich. Wealth will never come to those who fail to appreciate it. Quote by Father Divine, evangelist and entrepreneur. Wealth is not how much you have, remarked basketball great Cheryl Miller, but how much you enjoy. Producer Quincy Jones thinks along the same lines. He said, you're wealthy when your children love you. Your critics respect you, and you have peace of mind. And concert pianist Andre Watts took this idea one step further when he said, prosperity only comes to those who seek it for others first. In the course of life, you may hope to acquire money, but you would be wiser to pursue a more valuable gift instead, the riches of peace of mind. The following story illustrates this point. A businessman had an angel visit him. During their meeting, the angel granted him one request. Know what that man's request was? He requested a copy of next year's stock market quotes in advance. As he studied the future prices on the New York and American Stock Exchange, he boasted of his plans and the increased riches that would be his as a result as an insider looking into the future. And then he glanced across the newspaper page and saw his own picture in the obituary column. Obviously, in light of his certain death, money was no longer important. We are all aware of the many gifts and pleasures that money can buy, but how many of us realize the priceless treasures that money cannot buy? For example, money can buy a bed, but not sleep. Money can buy food, but not an appetite. Money can buy a house, but not a home. Money can buy books, but not brains. Education, but not knowledge. Medicine, but not health. Pleasure, but not happiness. Lust, but not love. A gold watch, but no time. And seemingly valued possessions, but not peace. Search for peace. Affirmation for the day, I will reach for the true blessings in life, those things that matter most. Yes, we talk about money on this program and making money and going in business for yourself and the tremendous opportunity that the company that we're involved in, YTB, Your Travel Biz, or Your Truly Bus, or Your Tax Break. But the most important thing is finding peace of mind so that you can enjoy the money that you make. Today's show, we're talking about an entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is a person who gets an idea and turns it into money. Everybody wants that great idea that will bring buyers beating to their path, to their doors. But in the real world, that is rare. To turn an idea into money, you have to have a plan. Who's going to do what? Where and how? Then comes the big question, where's the money coming from? Well, YTB helps answer all of those questions. Yes, YTB, Your Travel Biz, helps answer all of those questions. They have a sound plan, a plan involved in one of the biggest industries in the world, and that word, that industry is travel. One of the biggest industries in the world, travel, and how this company has positioned itself in the travel industry to open up an opportunity for everyday people to come in and build their own company within a company, to build their own business within a business. And that is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And what we want to do today, we've got several things we're going to highlight on today's show. In reference to the YTB travel opportunity, and I have a couple guests that's going to come on and share a couple points of interest, and I want to bring, hope the switchboard thing is working right this morning. I want to bring on my first guest here from the Merlin portal. David Murphy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right. We got our first guest here on the line while I'm waiting for Courtney and Monticello to call in and get on the switchboard. And Mr. Murphy is with the Merlin Portal. Tell us a little bit about the Merlin Portal and also why you decided to get involved networking with YTB Travel as a part of the broad things that you're doing with the Merlin Portal.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you for this opportunity. And the Merlin Portal is pretty much a website that serves as a search engine for the entire state of Maryland. It's a slew of information on there that can enhance one information about what's going in and around the state of Maryland. Now, we are not just dealing with the state of Maryland, but that's our focal point, but we deal with global, national, international, you know, events as well as business opportunities as well. You know, we believe in economic empowerment. And one of the things that I did see in NYTB is this. It's an excellent opportunity, as you just mentioned, the e-commerce, the money that is flowing through this industry. And I want my share of it. And as you mentioned in your opening statement, you ask people where the money's coming from. So this is another tool that the Maryland Portal will use to keep to enhance our services, because without the cash flow, we won't continue to flow. And so, I'm looking forward to not only using the service, but inviting people to get on board, because over the years, you mentioned entrepreneurship. I'm truly an entrepreneur. And one of the most problems that most people that I dealt with over the years is economics. They have wonderful ideas, grand ideas, and they knew how to implement. They had the business plan, everything laid out but the cash flow. And this is one way that a person can increase their cash flow and then take that cash flow and put it into your dream vision and make all things come together.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. That's sure is true. I mean, and this company, provides, tremendous opportunity for people to get involved and position themselves in the travel industry. And, we're happy to be able to work with the Maryland Portal and help, you expand the different things that you're doing. Before I bring on my next guest, share a little bit more about you say the Maryland Portal is like a website, because other people listening across this country could benefit from what you're doing in Maryland to network with you and maybe set up some similar type opportunity in their state. Could you take about 2 minutes and share, how the services, how the people come to the Maryland Portal and what, how you, service your clientele?
Okay, yes. First of all, it's a website, as I mentioned to you earlier, and the website is themerlinportal.net. Of course, www.themerlinportal.net. And when you come to that site, you will see a host of services that we provide. It's too many to mention it in this short period of time, but it is a variety of services. And one way is that the people can interact with us is this. First of all, if you're looking to do business in the state of Maryland, we're the ones you need to see, because we have a lot of stuff going on at one time. First of all, we host networking events where you can actually come out and meet folks, share services with one another. And the second thing is this. We have free services. We have free business listings. We host networking events. Not only our events, but anyone else who's having one who's looking to do business in the state of Maryland. You send us the information, and we post it for free. Now, as when we mention free, some people wonder, what's the catch to this? Well, the catch is we ask to partner up with people. We partner with, it's not necessary that you have to, but if you decide to do so, you're promoting yourself, because when you partner up with us, you're partnering up with yourself, so to speak, because when we put information out, others will hear about what you're doing and vice versa. So it's an excellent way to network. And another thing, we have free coupons. One thing that we do best is connect consumers with businesses. And everybody, networking events is always business to business. Everybody's looking to get business. But this, we found that missing component when we add consumers, organizations, faith-based initiatives. They're all just coming together into one website. We also have our own radio broadcast, Blog Talk, at this same place here. And we come on Thursdays evenings at 6 p.m., listen in and, check us out. And if you'd like to participate with, just give me a call. That's David Murphy, 410-566-4427. Again, that's David Murphy, 410-566-4427. And if you'd like to email me, I can reach that info@themerlinportal.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, dot
right.
themerlinportal.net.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy.
Thank you, sir.
Behalf of the Jahi team, we're glad as YTB to be able to assist you with the travel portion of our business and be a part of your network and be able to share those services with the many people that come to the Maryland Portal looking for different business opportunities, and also those that come looking to purchase different services and goods. And we thank you for your comments. I want to go to my next guest here on the line, I have two guests on the line. I'm going to bring up Courtney and Mike Foster. Just hold tight. I'm going to get to you, Power Team Leader Buddy. And let me bring on Courtney Vaughn. Courtney, hold on. Let's see here. Something's going on. Oh, Courtney, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Courtney. How you doing?
All right, all right. Another blessed day. Another blessed day.
All right. Great. Our company has a feature that's, you know, really we feel, you know, very proud about. Our company has a thing called Red Carpet Day, in which they basically roll out the carpet and let people come in and check out the corporate headquarters to know that YTB is for real. It's not hype. It's not, you know, smoke and mirrors. It's not like in The Wizard of Oz, somebody hiding behind a curtain, pulling switches, and one-man show, and, you know, and Dorothy pulls the curtain back, and he says, ignore the man behind the curtain. I'm the great and mighty Oz. And, you know, YTB is for real, and that's why they have Red Carpet Day, to let people know, you know, about what's going on. And Courtney, you just went to a Red Carpet Day. Could you share with, you know, the listening audience, what you got out of going to Red Carpet Day and what it means to you?
Sure, sure. I got a lot of good information from going to Red Carpet. First, when I went, they started at 9. They gave a tour of the company where, you can go through. They give you a tour. You know, they show you the reps and how many people actually work there. But on Tuesday, I got a chance to meet Scott Tolmer, the founder. And I talked to him about 5 to 10 minutes, and he was just basically telling me about focusing more onto the power team. And, you know, and if I was to focus on that the first 2-3 years, you know, it can really help me out on as being making a great substantial amount of money instead of trying to be a millionaire. He said, focus on that the first 3 years, and then you'll be fine. But that on that day, that Tuesday, it was kind of funny because we had a major snowstorm down here in St. Louis, and I felt that if I'm going to utilize YTB as a second business, then I had to utilize it just like going to work. So I went out in the snow, you know, it was a blizzard, and made it there. And then I went down to Collinsville, a half hour down the highway to the Gateway Center, where they fed me, they gave me lunch, and they gave a lot of information about YTB, which I recommend anybody get a chance to go to a Red Carpet Day that they should go. They had the red carpet out. It was pretty neat. And then they also had the YTB theme in the background. And, you know, you got to listen to Scott speak and Coach speak. And I mean, it was a really good time. I recommend anybody to highly go if they have the chance to go to the Red Carpet Day.
And when Scott Tolmer and them spoke, what did they talk about? And if you can, we got a person that's going to come on in a minute called a power team leader that'll be able to share people a little bit more depth about what is this thing called a power team. But, you know, what else did they talk about in their general message to everybody that was sitting in at that reception you went to?
Oh, well, they covered a number of pointers. They talked about the Fly Free program and how you can utilize the Fly Free program.
What is the Fly Free program?
The Fly Free program is a program where if it's a minimum of 7 days that you can book a trip anywhere, that you get a hotel, you get a discount on your hotel, you can fly basically to designated cities for free for two people up for a whole year. It's $300 to purchase this package. You can sell it to yourself or you can sell it to anyone outside of YTB. And you just, what it is that they, what they were saying is that you you can fly anywhere to these designated cities that they have to offer. As long as it's more than 7 days, you know, you can just fly free for it for the whole year.
So
when
you fly, you
get
there, and as long as you stay 7 days before your return, you pay $300 for this package, and wherever your airfare is in the United States, is it the United States or is it outside the United States also?
It's in the United States and it's outside the United States. They have on the website where you can go to see where actually go. They have some in the Bahamas and just all over the place where they have a designated site. You just if you're willing to go there and you stay longer than 7 days, you and your spouse can fly free, and then you get a discount on the hotel.
Man, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
You get a lot of information on red carpet day. I was really impressed. I'm right here in St. Louis, the home base office. I'm trying to utilize that the best way I can. And even though if you're not here, I at least say once a year you should at least try and come.
All right. You also went past the. You said we have a place where people, because people purchase cars through our business also, and
yes.
You had a chance to go past and see the place where some of the cars are. Could you share?
Yes.
Before I go to my next guest, could you share a little bit about that?
Sure. They have it's called YTB Cars. Actually, next to the home office, they just built two new car lots. Over 100 cars there. Nice cars. It's Federico Chrysler and his Nissan Tri-City Nissan Mazda joined with YTB to help promote YTB and get cars. So, and they built these two big million-dollar offices there, and they're really nice. I toured the lot, you know, looked at some nice cars, all type of cars. They went from Mercedes-Benz all the way down to a Volkswagen. So, you know, I mean, it's nice. You know, if you can go tour that, you can tour the cars and see everything you need to see about YTB Cars right next to the company.
All right. So. Thank you, Courtney. I'm going to go to the line, and I'm going to bring up the power team leader, Mr. Mike Foster here, who's going to share some information with us about this thing. Courtney mentioned this thing about the power team, and want people to know about what is a power team. And so we got the power team doctor on here. Mr. Mike Foster, you there?
I am here, Baba Jahi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Well, we're glad to be with you this morning. Boy, I tell you, that red carpet day that Courtney went to, we send people up there and they come away from that red carpet day seeing the reality of YTB. And, you know, some of them come away standing on their head gargling peanut butter. They're so excited. But as far as the power team is concerned, I tell you, you've got the chairman of the board of YTB, Coach J. Lloyd Tomer. We all call him the coach. And then, of course, Courtney was talking about meeting the CEO of the company, Scott Tomer, and Kim Sorensen, the president of our and CEO of our travel division. And these three multimillionaires came together and put together a compensation plan. And part of that compensation plan is something called the Power Team. Now, the great thing about the Power Team, here's the bottom line about that Power Team. What that Power Team does for anybody is it completely eliminates the issue of finding prospects. That's one of the things that a lot of times in networking and relationship marketing, people have, you know, always struggled to try to find prospects, somebody to talk to. Well, the Power Team has completely eliminated that issue altogether. You know, some people go out there and they'll buy leads, or they'll, go take a course on how to call somebody and, you know, cold call somebody and just to be able to learn how to talk to new prospects. Well, with the Power Team, you don't have to do that anymore. And I'll briefly explain that. But first, let me just tell you, how do you get into your Power Team? Well, you know, when you start with YTB, you start off in something called your first team. Now, your first team is compiled of six people. So you've got six people who also want to have their own online travel agency. It's like I tell people, you know, you've got a travel agency now, and you're making 60% of the commission of all the travel booked on that site. So, don't be stingy and let other people know that they can have their own travel website just like yours. And so, like one fellow said, he said, money likes happy people. and I believe that, but I do know this, money does not like stingy people. So
all right.
So don't be stingy. Let other people know that they can also have their own internet travel agency. And so once you have six people on your team that all have purchased their internet travel agency, and that's a different ways that can be done. Primarily what you do is you go out and find three people, and they all get their internet travel agency just like you do. And then let's say those three people each find one person each. Well, your three plus those three, that adds up to six people who have their internet travel agency. Now you've completed your first team. That's real easy. I mean, you know, and you're ready to go in your power team. So when you get into your power team, somebody comes in, they buy their own internet travel agency from you, and what that person, that brand new person in your power team, what they want to do is they want to get into their power team. So now here you've got this brand new person, they want to get into their power team, and they're saying to you, help me, help me, help me, I want to get in my power team. And so you help them by putting people in front of YTB, because you see, the one thing I've learned is that this is such a great opportunity that all you got to do is put people in front of the opportunity, in front of what YTB can do for anybody. And when you do that, you're going to find success. And so they come into YTB, you help them get into their power team. Now you've got six brand new people that are all in your power team, and all six of those are saying to you, help me, help me, help me. I want to get in my power team. So you help those six people do the same thing. Next thing you know, you've got 36 new people. It's just like Coach Lloyd Tomer says, it math works. And so I'll just share this personal experience with you that happened to me. I got into my power team, and the very first person that came into my power team was a friend of mine up in Virginia named Jake. And so what did Jake say to me? He said, Mike, I want to get in my power team. And so we went and put people in front of YTB. We wanted everybody to like YTB. We wanted everybody to join YTB. But we understood that it wasn't important. Those two things weren't important. What was important was that they see the opportunity. And so once they saw the opportunity, next thing you know, Jake had six people. Now, one of those six people was a guy named Dr. Robert Lowe. Well, what did he want to do? He wanted to get in his power team. So we got him in his power team. And one of those was a guy named Lonnie. What did he want to do? Get in his power team. And he got one of those six people in his power team. For example, was a guy named Stanley. What did Stanley want to do? Get in his power team. One of those six people that Stanley got was a guy named Victor. And what did he want to do? He wanted to get in his power team. And one of those six people Victor got was a gal named Sonia. And what did she want to do? She wanted to get in her power team. So right there, out of all those 36 people that I just mentioned, I only knew one of those people. Now, here's what happened. When I helped Jake get six, I made $1,300. When I helped Robert get six, $1,300. Lonnie, $1,300. Stanley, $1,300. Victor, $1,300. Sonia, $1,300. Now, that was I'll tell you what, you know, like my director says, Benny Hampton, he says, if that doesn't light your fire, your wood is wet.
I hate.
And then now what happened was I turned around and now I got 36 new people that all want to get in their power team. And so we helped all those 36 people get in their power team, and here's what happened. I made $7,800, $7,800, $7,800, $7,800, $7,800, $7,800, and when you add that all up, that comes to approximately a whole lot of money. And the power team has completely eliminated any trying to find a prospect, trying to find somebody to talk to about this huge opportunity, which I know and believe that YTB is the greatest opportunity in America today. I mean, anybody who has the desire and ambition to change their financial future can do it with YTB. And if those folks are listening today Home Based Business 101, if they're listening today and they're already a member of YTB, my only suggestion is this, is that why not listen to J. Lloyd Tomer? He's a multimillionaire, and I'll tell you what, if you want to be successful, get around successful people. If you want to be financially successful, you're not going to find that financial success from your neighbor who's making $50,000 or $30,000 a year. Find it from a multimillionaire. He'll show you the way. And Lloyd Tomer, the coach, says, look, this business is about building your power team. Power team. I mean, I lay down at night and I say, now I lay me down to power team, power team, power team. I pray the Lord my soul to power team, power team, power team. If I die before I power team, power team, power team, I pray the Lord my soul to power team, power team, power team. So the power team is going to build your business, and it's going to, if you work your power team, you're gonna reach all of those goals that you're looking for. Those $10,000 bonuses, the coach's corner, and they've got a thing going now with the coach's corner that just knock your socks off, and then all those directors. Level director 1, 2, 3, right on up to level director 7. In fact, you work your power team like Lloyd Tomer's talking about working your power team. They'll have to invent another level director just for you.
I thank you for those comments. That is powerful, powerful, powerful. The company also helps nonprofit organizations benefit from this opportunity, and one of our team members yesterday had a chance to take was training with a program we have called Passport to Giving. And as you remember, when I started the show off this morning, I read about the whole premise that, you know, prosperity only comes to those who seek it for others first. And as Mike just finished sharing, by him helping other people get to their power team, sharing, he became prosperous. Monticello, you there?
I'm here.
All right. I want you to share, the Passport to Giving program and how that works for nonprofits, because a lot of people out there listening, you know, they belong to churches and nonprofit groups such as the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Clubs, and you know, people out there trying to do a good deed, a good cause, and we have something special for them. You want to share what that is?
Okay. First of all, Mike and Courtney, you guys are doing an awesome job, and I just wanted to say that. But I had a training yesterday. My wife and I sat in on the training, something called a Passport to Giving, and it is a fundraising program for nonprofits. And first of all, I got to say the actual training was in Tampa, Florida, and we're up here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and we actually did the training on the computer. All we had to do is sit back, listen, pay attention. But the program is so awesome. And what they talk about is nonprofits, you know, they have a great cause. They want to help people, and they want to help different situations in the world and help them improve, but their biggest issue is they don't have any money. And one of the things we found out yesterday was there are 1.5 million nonprofits, and all of them are going after the same money, and that money pile is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So the company came up with an idea to help these nonprofits out. And It's called Passport to Giving. Well, one of the things they talked about yesterday was something called turning, well, I forget what it was, but it's taking travel, using travel as a product to generate funding for these companies. And it was just so interesting, and the training was very intense, and we learned a lot. First of all, we learned a lot about nonprofits. There are different types of nonprofits, and then some nonprofits are not a fit for what we're doing, because when we bring a nonprofit on board, we want them to make money. But the thing about it is, it was just so interesting about how we do that, using travel as a product to raise funds, and that was just an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. So for those people out there that are connected with nonprofits, you know, we have a special program, and I had a chance to see the premier DVD. Did you get a chance to see that also, Monticello?
I did.
What did you think about that premier DVD that we have that's going to be coming out, sharing with people about, you know, the Passport to Giving program?
It's first of all, it's very powerful, and one of the things that it does, a lot of people may have a slight challenge with the presentation. Well, they've taken care of all of that. All you have to be able to do is plug in a DVD and let it do the presentation for you. And then you just follow up after the DVD. And it was talking about turning vacation into donations. And the DVD actually does most of the work for you. Of course, you got to follow up and close, but that DVD is so powerful. And they had three organizations on there that actually taking advantage of the Passport to Giving program, and they were on there talking about what the program is doing for their organizations. And the DVDs are going to be out, I think, sometimes this week. But anybody that's with YTB, I encourage you to get you some of those DVDs, because two things are going to happen. The nonprofit organizations are going to make big bucks, and so are you. So it's a win-win situation.
All right. How much, when a person signs up a nonprofit organization, how much commission do they get?
Two things happen. When you sign up a nonprofit to the program, they're going to earn 60% of the commission generated from the sale of that travel. They're going to earn 60%. And you, as the agent, you're going to earn $300 up front and 10% of the travel that's booked on that site. And one of the interesting things about the program is that the organizations that sign up, they're going to actually have an account manager that handles everything that needs to be handled as far as the office stuff, the administrative type stuff. That person is going to be connected with the nonprofit's account manager, so to speak. And, I mean, the program is just totally awesome, man, I tell you.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, I looked at that thing and I saw where if a nonprofit had 100 people go on a cruise, they could make $24,000. That's a whole lot more money than a car wash, a 50-50 raffle, or a bake sale.
And, yeah, they were talking about one of the things that this program can actually support one or several of the missions of the nonprofits. You know, you got, for instance, the one nonprofit they talked about on the DVD, they wanted to build their own building. So they're going to be using the funds that they generate from our program to actually build their building, pay their mortgage. So tons and tons of money can be generated from this program. And as we get out there and share the program, I see so many nonprofits coming aboard. there's this one lady in the company. She has 20 accounts. And so can you imagine how she must feel by being able to help out 20 different nonprofit organizations?
Mm. That is powerful. And again, folks that are listening in or folks that might catch this in the archive broadcast, because we got started an hour late due to technical difficulties, but we're up and running, is that, again, this is, you know, the YTB opportunity, what we're doing across the country. Now, I've talked to some people, and some people at times be saying, well, you know, I've heard about a lot of people in that thing, and I think, you know, maybe it's saturated. The company is nowhere near saturation point, and we ain't done nothing yet, as Coach Lloyd Thomas says. I mean, they got slots for well over 700,000 more people in this business. So, I mean, it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. There's a window of opportunity open right now. And as Robert Kamosaki talks about being on the right side of the quadrant, Mike DeSello, are you familiar with that concept he talks about?
I am. He's he wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What he's talking about, there's a quadrant out there, and on one side of the quadrant are the poor people, and on the other side of the quadrant are the rich people, and the difference between the poor and the rich is just a mindset. In the book that he wrote, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his rich dad was giving him information to be successful. His poor dad was giving him information to be mediocre, average. And so from that information, he decided he wanted to be rich. And folks, there's nothing wrong with being rich. God, you know, God wants us to be rich. But the only people that are going to get there is the people that decide that that's what they want and they go get it.
That's right. I mean, God says we're supposed to be the head, not the tail.
That's right.
And, you know, too many people think, you know, that there's, you know, something righteous about being poor. I remember a good friend of mine, Father A.J. McKnight, who was a Catholic priest, and they had these different vows they took on. You know, they had the vow of obedience, the vow of poverty, and the vow of celibacy. But Father McKnight had $80,000 in his bank account. So I asked him, I said, Father McKnight, I thought, you know, Catholic priests supposed to take the vow of poverty. He said, that just means I don't worship money. He said, but we need money to make things happen. He said, and so he said, I seek peace of mind. He said, but in the process of seeking peace of mind, he said, the reason I have $80,000 in the bank, if I see a good cause or worthy idea, I can fund it. I said, oh, okay. He said, I ain't into, you know, worshiping a dollar. He said, but, you know, we need dollars to make things happen. And in order to make them happen, he said, that's what this vow is about. I said, well, I thought it meant you're supposed to be poor. And then he looked at me, and he was a Catholic priest. He said, hell no. And so it was interesting that, you know, I remember from that experience, it gave me a different perspective about money, because some people, they get wrapped up in their church and they say that the love of money is the root of all evil. No, when you worship it, you know, in order to bless people and help people out, you know, we live in a material world and we need to be able to balance that with our spiritual understanding. Anyone else that's out there that's on the line, want to add any additional comments before I get to the other side where I'm going to start wrapping up in about another 7 minutes. David Murphy, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Any additional comments you'd like to share based on what some of the things you've heard and, you know, anything that you might have been triggering in your mind while listening to all the powerful information that people were sharing?
Yes, I agree with everything that was said here this evening. You have to have the right mindset. And not only with the right mindset, then you will find out that you need the right tools. And this is an excellent program with the right mindset, the right tool to take where you want to go. Now, some people may not, like I say, think that travel is what my vision may be. But guess what? As the Father told you, this is a tool to get to where you want to go. A great to fight a good fight, you know, to fund your heart passions. And so that's why I'm involved, because I see this as an opportunity to leave an inheritance, not only to me, but to my children and their children. And so that's why I'm involved, and things are already happening, and I encourage all to participate. Thank you, sir.
Right. Courtney, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, man, if anybody basically has a chance to go to Red Carpet Day, I think that was a great tool to, you know, come see. You'll get a lot of information out of it to help your business. I plan on going back, not this Tuesday, but on the 31st, they're having another one this month. So I'm going to try and go back. And I just, if you can get there, I'll try to get there if I was you. A lot of information to share.
Right. Mike, you still there? Mike Foster, you still there?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mike is gone. Monty, you want to share anything else before I move to wrap up?
I do. Like the gentleman
Baba Jahi, you're talking to me, right?
Yeah, you still there, Mike?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll bring Monty on after you. I'm be going to wrap up in about another 7 minutes. And wanted anything else that you wanted to share?
Okay, sure. Well, you know what? Let me just leave this thought with everybody. Now, before I mention that YTB is the greatest opportunity in America today, and I said that anybody who has the desire and the ambition to change their financial future can do that with YTB. Now, let me just give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Listen, a single mother now, 4 years ago, went to an RTA training and slept in her car because she could not afford to pay for a hotel room. And she saw YTB for the first time, and she saw the opportunity to change her life. And now, here she is 4 years later, a little over 4 years later, and she earns over $200,000 per month with YTB. Her name is Jill St. John. A full-time pastor saw YTB and the opportunity to help his family and his ministry and made over $100,000 part-time last year, and his name is Benny Hampton. A trash man from Atlanta, Georgia saw YTB and laughs now when he tells people that he went from trash to cash. And he discovered how to practice the time value of money and earns over $25,000 a month in residual income with YTB that will keep paying his family for generations to come. His name is Myron Golden. So put somebody in front of YTB today and share the opportunity with them. You see, somebody shared it with a guy named Rick Ricketts down in Tampa, Florida, who made over $4 million with YTB in 2007, and that somebody matches 50% of all of the commissions Rick Ricketts makes. And listen, your Rick Ricketts, is waiting for you to tell them about YTB. And so as long as you keep putting YTB in front of people, you're going to find your Rick Ricketts. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And me and Mike is working on a special thing we're going to be trying to pull off later on this month, where we'll be able to get one of the Circle champions, one of the millionaires in YTB, to come out and be at a meeting that we're looking to host, and we'll be able to update you that during the week, because this week I will be broadcasting every evening, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 7:30. And then, Mike, what time your show come on?
Well, we call it Power Team Radio. It comes on every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday mornings. Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can go and listen to it by logging into www.k as in kite, y as in your, t as in travel, b as in business, dash radio.info. So that's KYTB-radio.info, and you can listen to it on the internet 24/7. And if you want to dial in to the show, you can call 347-326-9181. That's 347-326-9181.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
And I'll be in touch with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Get ready to go. Marchie, you let you make your last comments before I go to wrap up.
Well, just something real short.
Go ahead. I got 9 minutes left. You can take about two or three.
Okay. One of the guys on the phone, he actually quoted something out of the Bible. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And you can't do that if you're poor or if you're broke. And this business, YTB, this business is for real. And what people need to do is wake up to the fact that this business is real. Everybody loves to travel. Everybody loves to talk about travel. You have an opportunity to reap in some of that $1.3 trillion in the United States of travel, or some of that $7 trillion in the worldwide travel. The opportunity is here, and we were listening to a speaker a couple of days ago, and she kept saying that this is not an opportunity. This is a business. And I think she was so right, because a lot of people have that word messed up. That word opportunity, a lot of people have messed up. But this is a real business. You can make real money. And I look real forward to being able to do that. So
I hate you.
I'm just saying, let's take it to the top.
All right. Thank you for those comments. I want to thank all of my guests today for their comments, their insight, their sharing. And, you know, the thing I like about all of this is that, you know, with none of this was staged. So it's truly from the heart. In terms of what people shared with you, I didn't give nobody a preconceived script to read and said, you come on my show, I want you to say this. People spoke from the heart. They shared what they see manifesting and what's real. And that's, you know, important, because this whole focus again of this program is being able to reach out there and find those people that are entrepreneurs that are really looking for and a chance to use their entrepreneur spirit and their entrepreneur skills to take advantage of a great business. As Coach Lloyd Thomas said yesterday on his call he has every Saturday, is that the company is allowing people to build a company within a company. And he gave examples of some people who today in YTB, their company, the people that they have on their team, their downline, is going to be big as the company was a year ago. Just, you know, one individual with the downline, several different individuals. One person he mentioned, Pete Jensen, some of you might have heard him before. He used to play, he used to be a quarterback for the New York Jets and for the New York Giants, a small running NFL, and then he played football in Europe. You know, never made it big in the NFL, but he's making it big in YTB. He has the largest payroll in the state of Florida. Not the largest payroll in terms of YTB, largest payroll, period, out of anybody in the state of Florida. His organization in YTB is on track to do $1 billion in travel sales this year. They'll do more cash flow in travel sales than Walmart itself. I mean, so the coach was just letting people understand how this thing has grown, and he said, we ain't done nothing yet. Coach Lloyd Tomer's goal is creating 10,000 new millionaires in the next 10 years. And everyone I know on this line is interested in being one. I mean, and those out there in the listening audience, whether you're listening live or you catch this in the archive version, we're here to share this opportunity with you, get you involved in the process, and you know, to give it a shot, you know. And here's something, you know, you might like to check out. You know, get started before you're ready, and don't let anybody tell you you can't do something, especially since they haven't done it themselves. You know, don't take advice from people that haven't tried some. Somebody might say, well, I tried one of them things like YTB. They ain't never tried nothing like YTB because they ain't never been a YTB. You know, so, you know, people say, I've been in that pyramid market. This ain't no pyramid. A pyramid is your job. You can work hard as you want for someone. And again, I'm not knocking people that have to go to work. I mean, we all have to do that at some point in time in our lives. Don't get stuck there. But when you go work a job, the people that own that company, they ain't never going to let you have that position. That's a pyramid. That's a pyramid. Not this. Not this. People think about, I've done that pyramid marketing. It's not pyramid marketing. Your job is a pyramid. You have the ability inside of you to accomplish anything in life you desire to accomplish. Just like the birds who instinctively know where and when to fly south. The Creator has put inside of you the ability to accomplish great things. You instinctively know what the right direction is to take and where you need to be. It is your determination. It's that determination, your success in life, not your circumstances or the things that happen in your life. The same wind blows on all of us, the wind of discouragement, the wind of circumstances, the wind of what happens in life. It is time to set your sail in the direction you need to go. No matter how the wind is blowing, you decide how you're going to set your sail in the direction of your life. Sometimes the circumstances in life cause us to lose our way. The next thing you know, those circumstances have taken over, and we find ourselves surrounded by negative things and negative people. So we decide to park our car on the highway of life, content to live life in misery and unsatisfied. You may say, Baba Jahi, you don't understand. Well, I want you to know I do understand. I've been there. Maybe you're saying it's harder than you think, Baba Jahi. Maybe it is, or maybe it isn't. Maybe you're saying it's just too hard. I want you to know. We're here to tell you today, no matter how hard you think it is, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. If you get passionate about something, and remember this, you will always have success. And there it is. It's always too early to quit. Never quit. The winner has the same problems that the loser has, but the winner doesn't quit. Remember that, folks, as we close up today, and thank you for listening to another edition of Home-Based Business 101. Just don't quit. Don't quit on yourself in life. Don't quit on yourself. You can do it. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better. And I will close out with our theme song. Remember, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we will be on the air from 7 o'clock to 7:30 with short updates each evening concerning the great YTB opportunity, what's going on with the YTB March Madness contest. So tune in tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. and learn about our March Madness contest. And we will be with you again tomorrow evening. Thank you for listening. God bless you.